Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you the latest and greatest in nerdy news and trending nerd topics. Explicit content warning. This content may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages. May contain some material that some pussies find offensive. Without further ado, let's get into the show. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps? What's going down, everybody? I hope everybody had a good week and weekend. It was Halloween weekend this weekend.
It was. There were costume parties all over the fucking
half-naked birds all over the fucking place.
And it was our nerdy boy Scotty T's birthday party bash.
What? Happy fucking birthday to me, mate.
Yeah, Scott's birthday was on Friday. We did a little dinner. We did a little Dutch Bros, and you went and had some fun at your mate Josh's house. And then yesterday, Saturday the 28th, was his birthday.
Yes.
So we all went to the club, and Scotty Doo got on it.
Yes, I did, as the kids say. I did indeed smash this thing.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that's what they say, but I'm gonna go with that. No, I was dancing my ass off all fucking night. I felt like I was the life of the party. I was fucking just going in. I didn't give a fuck. I got hella drunk. Dude, it was a lot of fucking fun. And hella people were like, I didn't know, like, I kind of, like, it didn't really, like, think about it right. It's like, so Halloween is on Tuesday this next week. So I didn't really think about, like, you know, oh, well, people can't go to the club. Well, people, there is some clubs open, but, you know, people are going to do all the Halloween clubbing on the weekend before Halloween, obviously. So a lot of people were dressed up. There was, like, some really fit birds just, like, dressed it like as, like, sexy bunnies and stuff.
See,
like that. I was like, oh, man.
I figured, like, there would be Halloween costume parties and stuff downtown, but I didn't think clubs would let you in with a costume. Like, they barely let in Josh's cousin because he was wearing work boots. Like, how do they let people in wearing full-on costumes but not in wearing, like,
right, yeah, exactly,
nice work boots at that? Like, they weren't, like, shitty, dirty-ass fucking boots. Like, they were nice black leather boots, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It you know, thinking about it that way, it's kind of weird. It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are your guys' exact standards? Anyways, we had the social nightclub downtown on K Street. It was a lot of fucking fun, dude. Yeah, like I said, I went fucking in, dude. Christian, I hope you had a really good time. I was really glad that you came out.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. You guys know me. You know I don't drink anything, but I do like to have a good time. It was, like, weird for me because I was, like, there were, like, always girls around, and I didn't expect them to dance with me because, like, you know, it's, like, that kind of thing. But I wouldn't just dance with a girl because I don't want to, like, you know, invade their space or whatever. Yeah. But I was, like, I really hope none of these girls try to grind on me because my dick was in the wrong position to be grinded on. So I was, like, they're just going to think I'm a woman. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. No. But, you know, I just kind of danced, you know, a little bit by myself, like, in the vicinity of Scott, you know, and his group.
he stayed out of harm's way.
But, you know, I was cool, you know, and I got to meet a lot of Josh's family. And, you know, I've known Josh for a long time. We've never been, like, really close friends or anything, but we've always been pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
So it was, like, cool to, like, meet a lot of his family that I haven't met before. Like, I know, like, his brother, of course, but I didn't know, like, some of his other family, cousins and stuff like
right.
that. So that was cool. And it was a really good time. Everybody was really nice to me, and, you know, that was cool. You just pop your knee.
Yeah, dude, that felt hella good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, it was a lot of fun. It's kind of funny, though. Like, so our friend Renard came up to me and Josh, and then, like, I went to, like, put my arm around him and, like, say what's up to him, you know, and I accidentally fucking punched some other guy in the face. He, like, looked at me. I was like, it kind of took me a second to realize that I just punched him in the face, and I was like, oh, well, my bad, dude. Like, I didn't mean to, so, like, I apologized, and I was, like, patting him on the shoulder or whatever, and he kind of, like, swiped my hand away. I wasn't, like, really, I was like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Wasn't like, really asked.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
If he wanted the trouble, he could have got it, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, when I was there, I was kind of thinking, like, if someone starts some shit with me, what would I do? And, like, I would probably just do nothing. honestly, because I don't want to get, like, kicked out of the club and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, like, at one point I was like, dude, if someone fucked me right now, I'd probably hit him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
you
like,
just gotta loosen up a little bit, not really thinking about like fighting people or whatever. You just gotta focus on having like a good time and just making a complete tit of yourself. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I just went as hard as I possibly could. I fucking used every dance move in my fucking arsenal. Yeah, I was fucking going in, guys.
Yeah.
I wish I would have fucking like made some Snapchat videos or something. I just do like when I'm having that much fun, like I don't really stop to think. Like I tried like at one point in the night. And I was just like, fuck it, dude. I was like, it just seems so weird to me. I'm sure
other people in that group got some.
I think Alicia did like snap me like just gigging one time. I was just like, trust me, I might be a big boy, but I can get downs on the dance floor.
Right. So if you guys didn't catch our intro, then you probably didn't catch that. It's a little bit different.
Right. And you're probably thinking to yourself, why is it different?
Yeah, we had an executive board meeting this week.
An executive board meeting. It was a big meeting, guys, containing two people exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, the two people that are talking right now. Matter of what?
What?
What? anyway.
Anyways.
So we kind of just were trying to reevaluate our podcast and what we've been doing the past couple years podcasting and take into consideration some other people's feedback and things like that, and kind of came to the conclusion that we want to make content that is more inclusionary for everyone. And we kind of, you know, came to the consensus that by talking about all these different shows, it becomes exclusionary because not everybody watches all those shows and they have to kind of flip around the podcast here or there to find what they want to listen to. And we figure we'll talk about things that people actually care about more. We'll talk about a lot of the news because some people, they might not know where to find it or may not know where to find accurate, unbiased news. So that's something that everybody can enjoy. And other people, you know, from one of my friends even said, you know, I'm just too lazy to look up news.
Right.
So it's like much easier just to listen to it, you know, while you're driving or doing whatever you need to do throughout the day. And then we're going to talk about some big trending topics, things maybe like cosplay isn't consent. If you guys don't know what that means, you know, like it's like the idea that just because someone's in cosplay at a con doesn't mean you can go come up and touch them, do anything inappropriate towards them, make weird remarks and things like that. You know, big topics like that and how to, you know, act in certain situations at cons and stuff like that. There are so many big topics in nerd culture to talk about. So we'll try to tackle some of those. And we'll definitely take into consideration what you guys want us to talk about as well. Whether it's like Marvel versus DC, petty arguments and things like that. We can talk about anything, to be honest. And then we are going to also do film reviews.
Yep.
Which we've done in the past, you know, with new movies coming out. But we want to kind of go back and do some new ones, like, you know, from older movies, maybe from the Star Wars franchise, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, you know, the three greatest sagas of all time, but whatever.
Yeah, you know.
So, yeah. And if you guys have suggestions, feedback, we would love to hear that. You know, anything you really want us to talk about as well.
Yeah, so I bet you're kind of wondering. So, basically, how he explained it is, so it's going to be two separate podcasts, right? One podcast dealing with the nerd topics and the nerd news and, you know, catching up with the Nerdy Boys kind of sort of deal. That's going to be every Sunday on, I think we plan to upload all the episodes by 8 p.m. So come by every Sunday, 8 p.m. There should be something, you know, wherever you're finding our podcast, iTunes, Google Music, Play Store, Libsyn,
Stitcher.
Yeah, Stitcher. I think we're on one other platform. I forget what it is. Podbean.
I didn't know like, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, if you find us on any of those platforms, come by Sunday at 8 p.m. You'll find our Nerdy News and Hot Topics podcast. I think we're playing around with some ideas for names. If you guys have suggestions, we would love to hear what a name for like that segment being, you know. And then, of course, you know, a separate podcast being the film reviews. And we're just going to call that podcast Film Review Fridays. And we're going to upload every Friday by, I think we said, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So every Friday, come check us out. iTunes, Google Music Play Store, Libsyn, Stitcher, and Podbean.com. Come check us out.
And if you know, if you subscribe, it shows up right in your feed, so you don't
exactly.
You don't have to make the effort to come find us. It'll just be there for you whenever you want, and you can just hit that subscribe button. Notifications, you'll get them. So,
yeah, just on top of you know, having, you know, wanting to make the podcast more inclusive, that's like the main drive. The other thing, obviously, you know, we want to be able to put out the best content available for people, and we just feel like being so kind of scattered with kind of how we do it. I mean, we don't think that that's making the best content. And I think we have the chance to make the best content. We just have to focus down a little bit more and do exactly what we're planning on doing. And what we're really trying to achieve is to grow the community. And I just don't think, you know, we've been doing it for 3 years, guys, and the community has not grown to the extent that we would particularly like it to. And you know, I just feel that being like an exclusionary podcast, you know, you're just kind of doing yourself a disservice,
right?
So
yeah, so that is the plan, that is the ultimate goal. We are going to definitely do more in-depth news research to kind of get some of the best articles, and we're obviously going to try to call out biases in articles as we've done in the past. You know, we come across something that is utter horseshit, we will definitely talk about that, because a lot of times people just read things and think they're true and don't necessarily question it or do the adequate research. And we'd like to help you guys kind of, you know, work your way through that and parse what is good versus bad news when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, essentially just act as the bridge, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll be pulling sources from all over the internet pretty much. In the past, we've kind of like relied on like one website, and then we found that website to be a little bit biased. So then we switched, and then even like that website's starting to become biased. I think that's just like the new trending topic is to create clickbait articles to, you know, generate, you know, traffic through their website and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to be calling those people out, man.
Yeah.
You know, definitely not just going to like let them skate by and just, you know, and that's going to be a large part of our content as well.
Right. And if you guys, you know, ever go to a nerdy website, like the ones we've used, you'll know that they are secondhand sources of news. Most of the time they'll say Deadline reports, Hollywood Reporter says this, blah, blah, blah. If you want more unbiased, you should go more directly to the sources, rather than the secondhand article, but still, you know, be aware that a lot of times direct sources have biases as well. So,
yeah, you know, exactly.
Ultimate goal for them is to make money. For us, we're not making any money off this. We're just enjoy it. We just are trying to have a good time, build a community, and talk to other nerds, you know. So, we'll give it to you straight.
Exactly. And we'll obviously give, you know, our opinion on the matter as well.
Definitely.
But the core you know, aspect of the news will be what is the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So without further ado, you guys, that's literally the entirety of the podcast. We don't really we don't have like any extra content for you guys. We really just wanted to give you guys an update on our podcast, as it is important to have that communication with our listenership. But one thing before we do leave, you know, make sure that you guys are following us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We have a Snapchat account as well. We have a website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. I do know in the past that we haven't been necessarily, you know, running our social media accounts up to par, and we really are trying to change that. And if you guys haven't been following us as of late, you guys should. Because you guys would know that I'm running a Twitch channel now, twitch.tv/CaptainHotSauce. That's CPTHOTSAUCE. I always, you know, tweet out or message on Facebook when, you know, ahead of time, you know, whether it be a half hour to 2 hours before time when I'll go live on Twitch. So if you guys enjoy video games, you know, definitely come by, drop me a follow. I'd much appreciate it. But yeah, make sure you guys are following us on all social media. Make sure that you guys share our podcast with your friends and family and help us grow our community of nerds. Definitely. Yeah, you got anything else, Christian?
Because someone might have this question in their head, with the Netflix series and things, like with The Punisher coming up,
Yeah, we'll review those stuff. Those will definitely be reviewed, but they'll be like season holes. Yeah. We won't do episode by episode. You know, maybe if we have an, when the community starts growing more and we have enough feedback, you know, of people wanting to just go in like in-depth analysis, we might consider it then. But as of right now, it'll be a season hole review. I feel like we've done, that's kind of how we've had the most success with our Netflix series. I felt. You know, doing it episode by episode was just far too difficult.
Yeah. And then with, like, even the TV shows we've been talking about, it might be a very similar thing if we get the demand to talk about them. You know, once maybe they're on Netflix or something and everybody's had the chance to see them, we might do, like, one where we just talk about The Flash, one where we just talk about Arrow, things like that.
So. You know, and I don't want you guys to necessarily, I don't want to drive people away, you know, because there might actually be listeners that come by literally to hear us talk about the quote-unquote CW-verse or whatever you want to call it, or Gotham, or now that we were doing Gifted and Inhumans. You know, people might actually still want to hear us talk about it. And here's the thing for you guys, right, is you know, don't be afraid to like hit us on social media, or, you know, there is a forum section on our website still, right?
Maybe not, but I can always put it,
yeah,
on there.
We'll recreate it and, yeah, you know, create the forum section for those that do want to talk about it. We'll even create a thread calling it, you know, CW-verse. If you guys have any questions, we'll directly answer you on there, and we'll be willing to, you know, talk about it on the podcast, you know, as long as it generates some good content.
Yeah, the other thing I can try to do, I haven't ever done this before, but I know it's getting popular, set up a Discord chat.
Yeah,
where we,
yeah,
can
definitely
discuss in there as well as a community. So, you know, there are always ways to get, you know, to discuss these things.
Right.
Just this forum, this podcast is no longer going to be about those shows every week. But if you guys want to discuss them, we'll be more than happy to talk to you anywhere on social media about it. So,
and I know there's a new big event coming in for DC Comics soon. We will be talking about that once that is released. But yeah, we won't really be doing the, you know, comic. I know for a long time we talked about doing comics, and you know, we did. That doesn't make sense for us. You know, we don't really buy as many comics at the moment. So,
Mans has bills to pay.
Yeah, Mans has bills to pay. One last thing. Make sure you guys follow us on YouTube as well. Nerdy Boys Reviews. Yeah, subscribe. Enable the bell icon to know when we upload new content.
Yeah. So we'll definitely be working on all of that. Please leave some comments or message us if you have any questions, any feedback at all. Definitely open to it. But that is everything we have for you guys today, and thank you for tuning in and sticking with us. I am Nerdy Boy Christian,
and I'm Nerdy Boy Scott,
and as always, we have one message for you, and that is
stay nerdy, boys.